It's time for our techie talk, and we're going to talk about the difference between MySpace and Facebook, or My Face, as I called it earlier on today. It's going to be a good mix.
You're big
between
fat the face.
Two. Yeah, big fat face. Ross Patzel, Dominic Lukesh in the studio. But before we begin this discussion about what is the best social networking site, you've got some exciting new news, haven't you, about what's going on?
Well, in the last 2 weeks since we last spoke, there's quite a few new things have happened, and they eventually sort of have something to do with Facebook and MySpace as well. But the thing is that, very most recent news is that last Friday, the new version of macOS came out called Leopard. It's OS X 5.5.
Well, for Apple.
Yes, and it's been 2 years. It's been delayed for almost a year, for about half a year, and it just came out on Friday, and so everybody in the Mac world is rejoicing, and so that is out. And
so why is that better though?
The reviews are mixed. The Mac fanboys are saying, well, this is the greatest thing ever, and the trouncing Vista. The realists are saying, well, this is more of an evolutionary step. It's just adding a few features, but there really is no huge need to upgrade. You'll get it when you next buy a new Mac. You'll get a new system. And there have been also some reports of the upgrade freezing up for people for like 4 hours before, and then it just starting again and installing itself. So it hasn't been completely seamless for everybody. But by and large, it's by all accounts, it's a decent upgrade, and it has some nice features, but it's not that, it's nothing earth-shattering, really. However, there is another operating system that just had a new version come out, and that is a new version of a distribution of Linux.
Right.
And it is called, the new version of Apple's macOS is called Leopard.
Okay.
Right. The new version of Windows is called Vista. And the new version of this particular distribution of Linux called it's Ubuntu, and their new version that just came out 2 weeks ago is called Gutsy Gibbon. they always give their upgrades these funny names. However, I tried it out and it is absolutely staggeringly good. It doesn't necessarily add anything that you couldn't find in these other systems, but it's just so customizable. It's so fast. It's just so convenient in many ways. Unfortunately, a lot of the hardware manufacturers are lagging behind. So that's the only thing. But if you've heard, if you've heard about Linux on the server, it's already sort of almost an undisputed king on internet servers. But now I think with this new version of Ubuntu, it's kind of edging into the desktop. So if you're interested, go to ubuntu.com. It's ubuntu.com. And they will ship you a free CD.
And free is going to be good.
It's free and it's good. And what more is that what you can do is that you can try that without installing it on your computer. You just put in a CD, reboot your computer, and it will start and just show you if it works. And so you see if it works before you try it.
Is this all part of what was when Windows was fined and told, or Microsoft was fined and told not to have such a monopoly on the whole PC
not really,
world?
Not really. I mean, the monopoly, the problem with Microsoft's monopoly was mostly with regard to people like antivirus companies and the music companies that were, and internet browser companies that were being edged away by all the stuff that Microsoft was including, and also the things that Microsoft was doing to computer vendors, hardware vendors, and saying, if you also run these software, we won't give you discounts if you run these other people's software. And so that's how they were abusing their monopoly, and that's what they got slapped across the wrist for, quite rightly so. However, and the problem is that they're such a big monopoly is that a lot of the hardware manufacturers don't create support for Linux. And some companies that manufacture like video cards and things like that often don't have proper drivers. So the Linux community kind of has to create their own drivers, and they're often occasionally not perfect. So the operating system itself is absolutely wonderful. Now we have to get to the state that we just need to push these hardware manufacturers to kind of pay attention and create proper Linux drivers for their products. And then I think very soon, Linux actually has a chance now. And we've been talking about it for years and years. Mm. But now with this latest release of Ubuntu, Linux finally, I think, has a chance of succeeding on the desktop. It's not going to happen next year.
I guess. We shall see. We shall watch this space. But right now on all the different desktops around the world, last month, We were talking about MySpace and Facebook, that Facebook overtook MySpace. Now, Ross, you're a big MySpace fan, aren't you? You use that all the time.
Well, I don't know, actually. I've been talking to Simone in the office, and I'm actually thinking about it. I sort of sat there about half an hour, and I was going on my Facebook, then I was going on to my MySpace. I'm halfway down the middle, actually, to be really honest with you. I really can't decide what. I mean, there's a lot of pluses and minuses with MySpace compared to Facebook.
Because I know my...
Do you want to give you some examples?
You can do that, because my daughter, I say, go on to Facebook, and she won't. She won't have anything to do with it whatsoever. She really does like MySpace. And I've just, while Dominic was talking then, I just managed to log on to my account on Facebook, and I'll talk about some of the stuff that's on there and some of the downsides.
You haven't got a MySpace, have you?
No, I haven't got MySpace. See, I have got a MySpace, but I went onto it, and I think it said Tim McWilliam and my age on there, and I thought, oh, and it just I couldn't work out how to remove that. Male, 45 years old. And I thought, oh, right, so let's remove that.
You can't put that you're 25, you know. They know.
But then an issue, when I think of it, is having identity theft, and they're saying we're warning people not to put too much info on this because of identity theft. And it's putting your age, your year of birth, and your date of birth. But apparently younger people, I don't know why, are more at risk than older people.
Well, the problem is that the younger people have more identity, because what happens is somebody steals your identity, and the biggest problem is that they can ruin your credit rating the future. You know, so if you're young and you start off with a credit rating that's completely destroyed, then you're in trouble.
There is actually one big problem with the whole, with MySpace, Facebook, or whatever you're using, and that is, like you said, identity theft. You can find out passwords. If you put in things like pets' names down and things like that, that isn't going to take anyone too long to try and figure out certain things that may be certain passwords. So, like you said, Tim, that's not always a good idea, is
but
it?
But you're going to tell
to
me
put
the...
too much information about your personal things.
The difference between Facebook and MySpace.
There's loads, right? Now, anyone who's got a MySpace will know that you get friend requests and you get emails. And you tend to get a lot of friends requests from people you are never, ever going to meet. Like people in America, people in France, wherever. You're never going to meet these people. I mean, I don't know where they find your name from and why they think that you really want to be their friend.
Yeah, it's a bit sad.
So you have to
kind of
sift through the people to see who they are. I mean, I deny loads of people I do. I'll be honest, I only add people who I know or local musicians or maybe people from Norwich or Norfolk who might be like, able to listen to the radio show, you know, and you can kind of communicate through that if you want to send them a message, things like that. But one of the worst things with MySpace, I personally think, is you get a lot of random people sending you messages who you don't know. Especially, there's a lot of, I had one earlier, I had one email today, I had about 15 emails that I checked last night, but I had one that was left over, what I got this morning. And you get a lot of emails on MySpace from lovely lady supposedly got webcams. What they want to show you, I don't know, because I'm sweet and innocent. But they get loads of things like that. And that's just junk.
So yes, it's just all the kind of spam, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although, isn't there a messenger on MySpace that
you can
compete with MSN?
Yeah, well, yeah, you can. I mean, there's a messenger you can install, and then the idea is that if your friends on MySpace have got a messenger as well, then you can message each other. But like I said a minute ago, to me, that's far too personal. And no one really wants to have, like, Windows Live Messenger run or MSN Messenger running and that running at the same time, because all these things are going to slow your computer down. So it's all about privacy, I think. And, you know, you don't want to be chatting to people. You know, the emails, chatting to people are more convenient on an email, but if you've got people left, right and centre messenger, you never know. There's obviously a threat with viruses.
Because people want
privacy,
like a MySpace, Dominic, which is good, and Ross, you have quite an in-depth one, don't you, on there, your career, what you've done, the radio, the music, the people you've met, your pictures. It's probably, you know, as good a MySpace page as you're going to get, but I still don't think it's as good as having a domain name. So you go to MySpace / Ross Pat Selt, but wouldn't it be better to have rossfatselt.com?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I mean, that is the one advantage of MySpace over Facebook. You can have like a public page that has a nice little address, myspace.com/RossPatel. But the problem is that you're limited by the ugly design of MySpace. And it just constantly the layout keeps breaking, the advertising is annoying and all that. So, I mean, I have my own domain, dominiklukesh.net, and I pretty much use it just as MySpace. You know, I have all these things that come up. I can have the whatever music I'm listening to. I can have a bits of feeds from different blogs and things like that. So if anybody's interested, they can go there, and but I'm in complete control over it. I can do anything I want with it. The problem with MySpace is that half the time you go to somebody's profile and the pictures are all wrong. They're uploading the pictures. They're either too big. It's just all half the pages are
wonky.
The pages are messed up. Yeah. And so it started out as a page for bands to promote themselves, to kind of hook up with their fans.
Yeah.
And I think in many ways that is it's still good for that in a way. It's so much easier now for bands to come up with their own websites where they sort of can come up, can develop a bit of a community. So even that is becoming less and less appealing, I think.
Yeah, what I think they need to do on MySpace, I think they need to just have one basic profile that you can't really change, and so everything is in the same place, whereas some pages on MySpace, especially the band pages, they take forever to load, and you just don't even bother looking at them because they've got people put, 15 or 20 videos, obviously they take loads of time. That's really making your computer work harder, slowing down your internet connection. They need to have just a basic profile, I think, where you can just add a picture and that keeps it all the same size.
Yeah, and have sub pages so you can, on your own
and
website,
nice
you can have everything, the way you want.
So why don't you, Ross, get your own domain and have your own website?
Because, to be honest with you, I can't really see the point, to be really honest with you. I use MySpace because it's convenient, and that's always going to be there, and let's be honest, it's free. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
That is the main thing. That's just convenient. Everything's in one place. I don't understand why people sometimes have, MySpace, then they have, their own website, then they'll have websites or band pages on other things. It's I think if you want to, advertise yourself, or if you're in a band, or if you're, if you're a poet or whatever, you can advertise yourself, but just have it in one place so everyone knows where you are. That's what I think.
I've got
some for and against for Facebook and MySpace if you want them.
Should you just play a track, have a bit of a deep breath, and then we'll come back.
Okay.
And we'll talk about fours and against, and I can tell you, I've got my Facebook page is now on the screen in the studio, and I can tell you the strange things that people have been sending to me in the last day or two, but we'll do that after the Ben Folds 5. It's Ben Folds 5 and a battle of who could care less. I'm having a bit of a battle of who could care less about what's more important, Facebook or MySpace. So we've actually uploaded my Facebook page here. I've got all my friends
scary
here.
Scary picture on there. Very scary.
That's me. Yeah, I took a picture of myself in the mirror in my car. That's what it is.
Even our future radio spider has seen your monitor. The spider that's outside the studio has seen that and he's gone.
Gone off for Halloween. Yeah. See, in the past few days, I've been sent things for Halloween because this is slightly irritates me on Facebook. I quite like having you can upload loads of your photographs and stuff, have chats with friends, join different groups. But people start thinking for Halloween, someone sends me an eyeball, someone sent me a witch's hat, someone sent me a mummy.
What a load of rubbish.
What else? Someone sent me a spider.
Have you got any hot potatoes?
No, none of those. But that's all.
Throw
for
a monkey or something.
Is that fun, Dominic?
No, I mean, frankly, I don't use either MySpace or Facebook. I have profiles on both of them just because I'm interested in the technology and the ideas. But I'm not, and it just so happens that recently I've had a few friends who've been communicating with me via MySpace and via Facebook. But it's basically just instead of using an email, using that. But the thing about Facebook and MySpace, in a way, it's a way of doing small talk on the internet without email, because very often when you're just kind of chat with somebody over email, you kind of have that mindset of, I need to say hello, how are you, and it's kind of have a structure of almost a letter. I mean, it's not quite a letter because emails are more informal, but it's kind of a mental chore to get yourself to do that. And you have to you feel like you have to have some sort of thing, something to say. But in MySpace, I've talked to a few people about it, and they just say, well, you're just kind of, poke people and say, how are you?
You poke people, yes. There's Pac-Man on there, there's Space Invaders on there. Also, one of my friends on Facebook sent me a video over the weekend of an Ezzy Izzard stand-up routine about Darth Vader to Lego. So, slightly bizarre. But
right, Tim, right, here's a test, right? Okay. Right, we're on Facebook now.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you checked this?
Yesterday. I check it every day.
Well, go on there. Go on to where it says Facebook. Click onto that. How many notifications and bits and bobs have you got on there? because I had about 40 different notifications and
I've got one.
Every single one I had, ignore. I checked my emails and that's it.
I hardly ever ignore any of them.
What is that?
That is Jeremy Davis, who contributes to our sports show, and he wants me to join the group for the Power League, five-a-side people
to
in
click
Norwich.
Click on that. What's that then? How important is that?
Well, that's just a friend notification.
You'll have what is that? What he's asked you to join?
Well, I don't know.
Because I get asked to join all these things, and
Well, I guess in a way, but the problem is if you give these things out, then you kind of hook up with people over the air. I mean, so there are most people use it for really just kind of their friends and to manage. A network of friends. So if you try to, like you, Ross, you try to open yourself up to bands and things like that, you know, then you end up with some groups that you're not interested in. But most people really don't have that. They're interested in ways of keeping up with friends who, frankly, you don't have that much to say to, but you kind of want to keep the links and the ties, and this is a good way of doing that. I mean,
yeah,
I think
it's friendship, isn't it?
I think that's kind of important, and it's a very useful service that both MySpace and Facebook are providing, but I think Facebook recently has been doing a better job at it than MySpace, because MySpace was so overpowered with this
kind
sort of junk.
Less pretentious. I mean, some of the groups I've joined here, do you want to hear them here, Ross?
I've joined
The Lawrence Scott on Future Radio, the Nick and Si Show, and the I Believe England Will Retain the Rugby World Cup in 2007. I need to come off that one, I think, by now. You said some of the fours and against, Ross.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's... Oh, God, where do I start? I mean, MySpace, right. Now, against, you get random people, Messenger, you know, with webcams, things like that, ignore. The four for MySpace, easy to upload videos, you can share them really easily, they give you a URL so you can send that video to someone else if you really wanted to. Another four for MySpace, brilliant for band news, listening to tracks, you can see their videos, blogs, things like that. You can also do your own blog really simply on MySpace, and you can add pictures and really quite simply just pasting pictures onto a blog. Facebook, for me, against, a little bit too personal, I think. You may have heard on the news last week that they were saying that Facebook is now one of the biggest reasons for people getting divorced and having affairs. Because, I mean, I had one on there yesterday from a girl I used to go out with a few years ago. And I did reply to it. She's now happily married. I'm now going out with a lovely girl. And you do have to be very careful.
Yeah, I heard last week about somebody who, by mistake, had to, because somebody was rearranging his profile, and he unchecked his wife as a friend, just in order to check her in later, but in a different way. And then everybody, all his friends, got this message saying, you know, X and Y are no longer married. So he announced his divorce, you know, inadvertently, and nobody
knew
about
it. When I was doing my profile, I just hurried, done my profile really quickly, and I'll admit there's a bit that says, are you looking for a relationship? And this is when I was single, and I put yes I am. Quickly ticked it, but I accidentally, and this is the truth, I accidentally ticked the box that said men and women. And I didn't realize until about 2 weeks later, when I had a load of emails and I went into it saying, from my friend saying, are you suddenly turned the other way? And I said, no, I'm not. So I had to quickly go back. But I don't know how many people saw that.
That's for sure.
Very easy to get mixed up.
That is the downside of all things on the internet, and particularly with Facebook, because I've written a couple of things, but I've been a bit slight kind of down mood or in a kind of angry mood, usually to do with sporting events, and I've written things on my graffiti about Norwich management and about different sports companies that broadcast. And I thought I'd sent it to perhaps the Paul Byrne, who helps on our sports show. And I've noticed I've sent it to everybody.
Yeah. Well, actually, that is a bit of an advantage of Facebook, because you can't search for it. And a lot of people have had a problem with MySpace, because they say, oh, we went out last week and got really, really drunk and then, you know, and did drugs and everything. And then they apply for a job, and their employer goes to their MySpace profile and sees that. And, and then you don't get the job. So that has been a bit of a problem. Facebook is a bit better, because it's not quite as out in the world.
Yeah.
You people kind of have to, you know, have to be your friends in a way to get all of that. But the whole thing is it really is for a particular purpose, and then you have to kind of use it cautiously, as just in other relationships, and it's kind of new, so people are making mistakes, but soon it will settle down, and you know, and people will just figure out what to do, and they will just.
I think Facebook is good to communicate with your friends, but saying that, a lot of the people you talk on there, you could actually just probably see them at work or down the pub or wherever you go. But I think the biggest thing with problem with Facebook is that it is far too personal. You're going to get people emailing you who you may have been friends with years ago, or an ex-girlfriend who, yeah, it's all nice to say hello, but...
That's why people join Facebook.
You can just delete the messages.
It's very useful. While we've been on air, while we've been talking, I've been sent some killer candy, and Catherine has sent me a banana. It's kept me going. That's what I wanted. Thank you, Catherine.
Here's one last thing I want to say about Facebook, because there's some big news last week. Finally, we were talking earlier about Microsoft buying bits of Facebook. And finally, last week, it was announced that the agreement was made, is they bought 10% of Facebook shares. And also, they made an exclusive agreement for like 5 years or something to provide all the advertising on Facebook. And that is important because they beat out Google to it. You know, Google is a huge advertising behemoth on the internet. And also, it's important because Microsoft is now shooting for having 50% of their revenue coming from advertising eventually. And it goes back to our operating system needs, because if that happens, it may happen in 15 years' time. It will all be, you know, the desktop operating systems will be Linux, and Microsoft will be just selling advertising, which I think would be a happy world.
You think?
Aww. Yes.
How'd you go with that, Ross?
Well, whatever. Whatever he said. I'm lost.
On Facebook, there was one, because it came from a college, didn't it? And this time,
yes,
I think last
it was Harvard.
Year, it was nowhere. It was just for college students at Harvard. And now we can all join in. So from nowhere, it's become one of the most popular.
Yeah. Well, it's been since about 2002, but it's it only opened up to the world last year, because up until then, you actually had to have an account in a participating institution, like a university or a big company and things like that. So it's only opened up to the world that anybody can have an account last year, I think.
Mm. Okay, guys, thank you very much for coming in and talking to me today.
Don't forget, you can podcast that bit as well.
Yes, we're going to put this on a podcast. If you want to hear it again, or your friends missed it, or you want to know the best Facebook or MySpace, I'm not sure, we're not any nearer knowing which is the better format. Though, Ross, I think you came in here thinking they were equal, and you kind of talked yourself into not liking Facebook anymore. And me and Dom, we like Facebook. And I know Dawn, who from the NL5 Project leader.
You've got far
she
too much
loves
time.
Facebook. Yeah, I think you're probably right there. And you got about 3 minutes to get in the studio and do your show. Anything you want to tell me about your show today?
You'll find out after the news, let's put it that way.
That is rather good.